大家好，
下午好。
Yes, last week we were talking about divine warrior.
上周讲到的主题是关于神国的勇士。
Ephesians chapter 6 invites the people in Ephesus to join in the battle that the Messiah is engaged in.
所以在保罗在以弗所书呢，鼓励在以弗所的教会说，我们要进入这个属灵的征战。
And the way we engage it is to wear the put on the armor and stand firm.
我们加入这个属灵征战的方法是穿戴神所赐的全副的武装，并且站立得稳。
And how do we do that?
我们如何做到呢
？It's by prayer.
就是借着我们的祷告。
Praying is putting on the armor.
我们的祷告就是穿戴神所赐的全副武装。
How many of you have been put on the armor?
大家有多少？我们这周有按这个按钮，把这个属灵的军装也穿戴呢？哈利路亚。
Press then the whole armor comes.
当我们按这个按钮，整个军装，这个全副武装。
Today I want to tell you something about the weapons of your warfare.
今天我跟大家分享是关于我们征战的武器。
It's not what you think.
可能并不是我们大家所想的。
When it comes to Pentecostal and charismatic weapons of warfare to us is I bind this, I bind that, and it's spiritual gifts.
所以很多时候，当我们作为属灵灵恩派的教会，我们可能先入为主，觉得说征战的武器呢，就是那种奉主名捆绑，可以很多属灵的恩赐。
You see, the devil's strategy is two things.
仇敌的诡计呢有两个。
And it's based on.The commandments, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength.
那么是基于实际，就是我们要全心全人全力爱主我们的神。
And love your neighbor as yourself.
那么第二点就是我们要爱人如己。
You know, when we stand before God, God's not going to be impressed what you did and what you did not do.
那么当我在主面前的时候，神不在乎我们做了什么或者没有做什么。
When you stand before God in heaven, it's not how much money you got, how career you have.
那么站在天上跟主交战的时候，也不在乎我们在地上我们的财富有多少，我们的事业多成功。
My prophetic friend, he had a vision of when he was queuing up in heaven.
我的一个真的是我的一个朋友，他是有先知性的恩膏，他站在他有一天去到天堂站在主面前。
He said, "I was in the queue, and in front was Jesus."
他说我当时在排队进入天堂，然后在我前面就是耶稣。
And then finally, when it got to him,
当轮到他的时候
，Jesus said.To him. So, what did you find that was important on earth during your time?
然后主呢问他这个问题说，当你在地上的时候，你觉得什么与你是最重要的呢？
And he said, Lord, is loving people and loving you.
然后他回答说，主是爱主你并且爱人。
And he said, Well done, go back and do more.
然后主对他说非常好，你做得很好，那么接着回去继续这样子。
God's question to us is how did it go? How have you learned to love me and love people?
所以神今天对我们的问题是，我们如何爱主并且爱人呢？
He said the devil is attacking you in those two areas.
那么仇敌也会在这两个方面来攻击我们。
He will do everything for you to leave God behind.
他会尝试用各样的方法让我们离弃神。
To break your relationship with God.
破坏你跟神的关系。
Through misunderstanding.
借着一些误解。
Through ignorance.
借着我们的无知。
Through bitterness.
借着我们里面的苦毒。
All kinds of things that would keep you away from God.
各种各样的东西，反正让我们离开神就好了。
Never fall into that trap.
我们一定不要陷入这样的陷阱当中。
That's the devil's number one target, is to get you away from God.
这是仇敌的第一个他们的策略就是让我们远离神。第二点
is for you to hurt people and not to love people.
第二点是让我们去伤害别人、恨人，而不是去爱人。
It's so easy for us to hurt people these days.
因为如今就是要伤害别人是很容易一件事情。
Let's just look at the Hollywood movies. A cool guy in leather jacket, whatever, just shoots people randomly.
我们看在当今的各样的那种电影当中，这种情节就是一个很酷的人，就是拿着枪随意的击杀别人。
Have you ever thought that person he just shot and killed is a father, is a brother, and is a son?
可能有没有想过，当时在他被他击杀的那个人当中，可能这个人是一家，是一个父亲，是儿子，也是一个丈夫呢
？Today we use it as entertainment.
今天我们看着这个电影，好像就是一种消遣，一种娱乐。
Amen. One of the strategies of the enemy for you to hurt people is by causing you to want to take revenge.
那么仇敌想让我们去伤害人的一个策略，就是让我们里面产生报复的心理。
We all want to take revenge.
我们都想要报复，有报仇的心态。
We want to retaliate.
我们想要去攻击，打，就去攻击回去，打
回去。When I was young, I used to love watching kung fu films.
当我还年轻的时候，喜欢看那种功夫电影。
And the story is usually the guy did not know how to do, you know.He was not good at kung fu.
可能那种电影的情节都是当时那个主人公呢就不是很擅长功夫的。
And then a bad guy comes to town and kills his mother or father or sister.
然后呢，可能坏人来到这个他们的家乡呢，就把他的家人、他的父母给全部杀灭了。
And then a mysterious kung fu master chooses him and he goes up into the mountain and he spent the next so many years practicing his martial arts.
所以呢，就突然出现一个很神秘的武术大师，然后把他带到深山老林里面去养精蓄锐，然后去接受他的那个功夫。
Finally, he comes down.
然后突然有一天，他练就了一身武功，下山去。
And then he kills and takes revenge.
然后呢，就施展他的报复计划，把所有的仇敌全部击杀完了。
And then we all get up, leave the cinema, and say, "That was a good movie."
然后我们看完那大结局，就哇，这个情节太棒了。
Amen.
太解气了。
If the bad guy doesn't die and he doesn't take revenge, it's a bad movie.
如果这个人他最后没有报复成功，我们觉得啊，这个结局太不好了。
You see, that kind of movie sells. Lots of people will go and watch that.
就是这样的一个情节，其实很多人他们很享受其中，很喜欢。
But the Christian church is this: I forgive you.
但是我们教会的教导是我们要去饶恕原谅人。
He spent years in a mountain and he comes down and he sees his enemy and said, "I forgive you."
但是想这个人他当时怀恨在心，在山上修炼了几十年，回到下山见到他的仇敌，说他居然说我要原谅你。
Everybody would get up and say that was bad ending.
如果观众看到这样的场景的话，肯定很不满意。
You see, we are programmed to take revenge.
因为我们的里面好像那种性质就是我们想要去报仇。
Because it's the most natural thing to do.
这是我们对人来说很自然的一个反应。
Because we want justice.
因为我们想要寻求公义。
Amen. We want justice.
我们要寻求公义。
And we want to take justice in our own way.
我们想按照我们自己的方式来寻求公义。
And so, Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 says these words.
耶稣在马太福音第五章告诉我们
You have heard that it was said, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other also.
这里说耶稣你们听过有话说以眼还眼以牙还牙但是我告诉你们不要与恶人作对有人打你的右脸连另一边也转过去由他打
The context is Jesus is teaching the people not to take revenge.
这个上下文是主耶稣在教导那些门徒说不要去自我报复。
The phrase eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth is often misunderstood.
这个以眼还眼，以牙还牙，这个俗语呢，经常被误解。
Everybody and in the Old Testament, people misinterpret what this means.
那么在旧约当中，很多人他们会误解这段话。
It almost teaches people if someone punch you, you punch them back.
就好像说，如果有人打你，那么一定要打回去。
Is that how many people interpret it?
这是不是大家对这句话的理解呢
？In the Old Testament, that's not what God is saying.
但是在旧约当中，并不是神要说的真正的意思。
You see, in the Old Testament, people when they suffer an injury or where they got something stolen, people want over more compensation, overcompensate themselves.
所以在旧约当中有人他们受到伤害或者他们东西被偷以后他们想得到的是超乎这个价值的一种赔偿。
So for example, if somebody killed accidentally your sheep, God says,Just ask them to compensate for another sheep.
所以呢，在
sheep for sheep.
所以就好像举例来说，如果有一个人呢，他不小心的把一个羊给弄死了，然后那个弄死的人呢，就要赔这个
Amen.
这个雇主呢一头牛。
So, if I accidentally killed your chicken, all you need to do is take one chicken and give it back to the man or the woman.
好像我们不小心把这个一只小母鸡给杀掉了，所以我们要赔偿它了，就补偿一只鸡。
That's eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
所以就是以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
But the people instead, they did this. You take my chicken. I'm going to take your daughter. I'm going to take your house. I'm going to take your land.
但是有些慢慢的大家会理解成，如果你把我的那个鸡杀掉了，然后我把你的全家，你的家里的人都给你拿走。
You kill my sheep, I'm going to enslave your whole family for next generation.
如果你把我的羊给误杀了，那么我把你的整全家，你的世代都给你拿走。
So God say that, don't do that.
所以神耶稣告诉我们说，
不要这样做。Be fair to the people.
他说你要公平待人。
So God is saying, if somebody hurts you,
所以主说如果有人伤害到你
Don't go and take revenge to take compensation.
不要去伤害他们来好像获得赔偿
Amen. That's why he says don't resist the one who is evil.
他说不要与恶人作对
It means he hurt you. Don't go and take retaliation.
所以就是比如说那个人伤害到你但是你不要自己去报仇去对针对他
To somebody like me, grown up on kung fu films, that is unfair.
那么对于我这种好像受着那种以前那种小时候的那种电影当中的影响，对我说是很不公平的一件事情。
And as you read it, it gets more and more unfair.
当你再接着读下去的时候，你觉得好像主耶稣说的话好像非常不公平。
Okay, then he says, if someone slaps you on your right, slap here as well, please.
接着说如果有人打你的右脸你还要把另一边脸转过去给他打
And I remember when I was a young Christian I said no
我记得我还做刚刚信主的时候我觉得听到这句话我觉得很难做到
This is against my human nature
但是按人的本性来说是很难接受的一件事情
But do you know God is giving you the weapons of warfare
但是神这给我们一个征战的武器
Because the enemy wants you to take revenge
因为仇敌想让我们来报复
The enemy wants you to slap back
因为仇敌想让我们打回去
to overdo it to completely destroy your enemy
并且要做得更胜过你的仇敌
because this is the temptation of the enemy
这就是仇敌给我们设下了一个陷阱的诱惑
to draw you into anger to draw you into killing
让我们陷入到一种怒气甚至谋杀的一种
心态当中 so that in your anger you will open the door
当我们在怒气当中我们就打开这个门
And you will never be the same again.
然后你的生命会不从此不再一样。
Amen. Because who is your enemy?
谁是我们的仇敌呢？
It's not Putin.
并不是普京。
He's not talking about that kind of enemy.
并不是那种我们说肉眼所看到的政治领袖的那种世界的敌人。
Your family.
这里说是反而是我们的家人。
The people that you meet every day.
我们每天会见到的那些人。
Amen. My wife slaps me. Right. That's it. I'm going to divorce you.
如果我的太太做一些事情冒犯了我很生气我要跟她离婚
My wife says a word that makes me angry
我的太太说一些话让我很生气
I'm going to beat her blue and black
然后
black and blue
然后把她打得鼻青脸肿
So what you have done is you have just opened the door for the enemy to come into your family and completely destroy your marriage and completely destroy your children
所以你所做的就是为仇敌开了一扇门进入到你的家中破坏你的婚姻破坏彻底的毁坏你的家庭和孩子
Amen We may feel good at that moment But what you have done is You have opened the door
其实当我们在那个瞬间我们发泄了我们的情绪以后觉得很爽快但是实际上我们为仇敌开了那扇门
Because that's how the enemy provoke you to sin against God
这就是仇敌如何来激怒我们来犯罪
And to hurt another person
并且伤害我们身边的人
But Jesus said don't
耶稣说千万不要这样做
Fight back.
我们千一定不要
Because your enemy is not flesh and blood.
因为我们的仇敌并不是有血有肉的。
Fight back.
我们一定要打回去。
How do you fight back?
如何怎么打回去呢
？Turn the other cheek.
反而是把你的另外一边脸转过去。
Don't resist your enemy.
不要去与你的仇敌作对。
Oh Lord.
哇，主啊，这到底是什么
？It's hard.
太难了。
But then, as I grew older as a Christian, I began to see God doing things.
但是当我渐渐的成长以后，我看到神做事的方法。
And this is the right thing to do.
我知道这才是一个正确的处理方法。
It's not that you turn the other cheek. What it means is this: don't take revenge.
并不是我们真的哦把脸打转过去给人打。其实换言之，就是我们不要自己去报复。
Forgive.
我们要选择原谅。
It doesn't mean it is unjust.
并不是代表说哦就不公平了。
Let God give you the justice.
因为一切的公义是从神而来的。
The Bible says, "Vengeance is mine."
神说报复在于我。复仇在于我。
I began to learn, I don't take revenge because I want God to take my revenge.
我自己学到的功课就是我不要自己去报复，把一切交在神手中。
I have seen God the way He deals with people who try to hurt me.
我见证了使用他的方法来处理那些尝试伤害我的人。
And then, often I have to say, "Calm down, Lord."
然后有的时候我都觉得哇，神好像很过分，要不要？温柔一点。
Oh Lord, you're worse than me.
哦，主，你的手段好像比我还更恶毒。
We cannot judge like the way God judges.
我们不能以神的方法来论断。
We cannot take revenge like the way God can.
我们不能按照神的方法来去报复。
Because when He does it, it is the right thing to do. It is a fair thing to do, and He has the authority to do it.
因为当神出手的时候，他是按照一个正确的公义的方法来处理。他是一个公义的神。
So your wife or your husband hurt you.
所以就如果你的配偶伤害了你
，really bad，
可能很大的伤害。
But in your heart, you don't take revenge.
但是在你的心里，你一定不要去报复他们。
You come before God.
来到主面前。
Instead, in your heart, you forgive.
在你的心中，首先你要原谅他。
And then God takes over.
然后让神来掌管一切。
And then you look at your husband. 你死了。
然后你可能看到你丈夫说，嗯，现在神会来
It's like your children,
来搞定你。
It's about like your children telling your dad. telling your dad, Dad, so and so did this, and the dad said, Where? And you go, Yes, he's going to take revenge.
你的孩子被人家欺负了，然后跟爸爸告状，然后爸爸说他欺负我，然后爸爸出面的时候，你就说，哇，那个欺负我的人死定了。
I have never ever seen my son so happy, right? When he was a toddler.At the dog bit him.
我记得我的儿子在青少年的时候，有只狗咬了他。
And then he cried, and he said, "Dad, the dog Daisy bit me."
然后当时他就很伤心的在我面前说：“哦，那个 Daisy 那个狗咬了我一口。
”Right, this is telling God. It's like telling God.
所以就是我们去神面前告状。
Really?
真的吗
？I got up.
然后我就站起来。
Daisy, where are you?
然后我去找那个咬了我儿子那只狗。
And then my son was so happy.
然后好像他儿子很开心，爸爸为我出口气了。
The dog is in trouble.
然后说啊，那个咬了我的狗，现在他死定了。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? It is not saying God is asking you to suffer injustice. God is asking you not to take revenge in your own way.
所以神并不是让我们要忍受不公平的待遇，而是让我们要神按照他的方法来做。
Because when you do it, when you do it,
因为当我们自己去做的时候
，you will open the door for the devil to destroy you and your children.
因为我们就会开了那扇门，让仇敌进入到我们生命当中，来伤害我们的孩子和家人。
But when you give it to God,
但是我们交托在神手中的时候
，be patient,
并且忍耐等候
，He will take action.
神会用他的方法来应对。
Because it is His word, He is telling us not. He is telling us to do that.
因为这是神的话语，他告诉我们要这样做。
He says, "I am the one who's going to take action."
神说，我是那个要出手的人。
Amen.
Amen.
All God is telling you to do is don't resist, turn the other cheek, let me sort it out.
所以神告诉我们，我们不要去与我们的仇敌作对，把脸打转过去给他打，但是神会出手来搞定他。
Many times in work.Several times, people have deliberately trying to get me fired.
在我的工作职场上，也很多次有些人故意背后陷害我，想让我。
My reaction was fight back.
如果我本身的反应呢，就是要自己去
get that person fired.
让我跟他作对，然后呢，让这个人也被炒鱿鱼。
But then, when I leave it to God, I said, "God, I forgive."
后来，当我选择放手，选择去原谅那个人的时候
，I hand over my enemy to your hands.
我说我把我的伤害我的人交在神手中的时候。
I make the decision.
我做了个决定。
Is my heart angry? Yes.
我的心里是不是很不爽呢？肯定是的。
Is my heart really want to take revenge? Yes.
我的心里是不是真的很想报复那个人呢？是真的。
But I made the decision. of obeying God's word.
但是我做了一个决定，要顺服神的话语。
By saying, I decided.
就说我决定。
To forgive my enemy.
我要去饶恕我的仇敌。
And time and time after again, God resolves my situation in different ways.
然后一次又一次，神用不同的方法，我想不到的方法来解决我的问题。
Most of the time.
绝大多数时间
My very enemy at work became my best friend.
后来曾经很针对我的仇敌，后来居然变成我的朋友了。
How is that possible?
这怎么可能呢？
They want me to die, I want them to die. But because I forgive, we become best friends.
我们曾经是彼此相对的仇敌，但是后来因为我原谅了，然后后来我们居然变成朋友了。
So my closest friends in life were my strongest enemies at the beginning.
曾经我现在生命当中很亲密的朋友曾经是在我的职场上跟我就是死里相斗的人
Others who tried to hurt me God got them fired
那些想要来伤害我的人神用他的方法让他们被解雇
And in the extreme cases two have died
在一个很极端的那种案例当中居然有两个人死掉了后来去世了
Now, That is pretty serious, right?
就是听上去这个后果很严重。
I said to God, Lord, that's a bit extreme.
然后我说神啊这个好像看得有点太极端了吧。
But that's God.
但这是神的标准神做事的方法。
He can dish out revenge.
神会
righteously.
神会用公义的手段来执行他的复仇。
And yet the enemy cannot come into you because you have not taken revenge.
但是因为你没有采取报复的 行为那么仇敌没有办法来进入到你生命当中
The Bible say it is fearfully it's fearful to fall into the hands of God
所以就是我们敬畏神在他的手中
Amen
我们降服在神的手中
If God is on the warpath against your enemy it is frightening
所以当我们知道神 在作战当中针对我们的 仇敌的时候那么其实是会让人敬畏的一件事情
If you don't believe me just go through the Old Testament look at how God deals with the enemy
如果你不相信我看看翻翻旧约就知道神如何来针对以色列人的仇敌他们的
Isn't it wonderful to serve a God like that
是不是很奇妙 来侍奉这样的一位神呢
Because God is just
因为神是公义的神
If God doesn't take action then he's not just
如果他不采取行动的话，那么他的话都是空话。
If God does not take action for you, if you have been wronged, then your father is not just. He doesn't really. God, I need you, but you do nothing.
所以，如果当我们被误解的时候，神不采取任何行动来帮助我们，我们会觉得这个神就是空有其谈的一个不可以信靠的神。
Some years ago, there was a person at work really wanted me to get fired.
很多年前，在我的公司里面，有个人很想我被炒鱿鱼。
And this gentleman has made my life hell.
这是个人，他让我真正是活在地狱当中，让我的工作。
And gave me tremendous pressure.
给我非常大的一个压力。
Then I decided I'm going to seek God.
然后我决定我要来寻求神。
And for 3 months I prayed.
有三个月我都来寻求神。
I said, Oh Lord.
我说主啊。
Take my vengeance.
主啊，来为我复仇。
Do whatever you need to do.
主啊，你要做什么都尽管做吧。
Let there be a thunder and fry him to ashes.
然后用你的那个烈火来把它烧成灰吧。
And then I pray in tongues.
然后不断的灵里的祷告。
For 3 months.
持续了三个月。
Praying in tongues. And I really prayed.
我真的是很认真的去祷告，去讲方言。
Why? Because it was unbearable at work.
因为那种痛苦，他给我的施压让我无法承受。
Three months later, I was in the kitchen.
三个月之后呢，我在厨房碰到。
And this gentleman appeared.
然后这个同事呢出现了。
I said, "Oh hi, how is life?"
然后当时我就跟他打招呼说，怎么样啊？过得怎
么样啊？Because I wanted to learn what has God done.
因为我想知道神在他生命当中到底做了什么事情。
I expect him to say, "Oh, this thing is so bad. Oh no, I've been diagnosed terminal cancer and everything else."
当时我其实想从他嘴里听到了一些是很负面、很不好的消息。
Then he smiled. Oh, I'm glad you asked.
然后当时他很开心地对我说，哦，我很庆幸你问我。
He He said, life is so good.
他说哇生活简直太美好了。
I am so blessed.
他说哇真的好蒙福耶。
I said, my wife don't know why she suddenly really loves me.
然后我的妻子不懂为什么突然跟我关系特别恩爱了。
These three months has been so good.
他说这过去三个月哇简直是好得不能再好了。
Afterwards, I went back to my car and I said, Lord!
然后我听他这么说以后我回到我自己车上我跟神说主啊
What's going on here?
到底怎么回事
Amen. I pray and you bless.
我祷告你要我想你报复这个人你反而祝福他了。
So I was so angry.
我当时很生气。
And in the end, that time there was a premier radio. I just pressed the radio.
但是呢因为当时还有那个电台在播放然后我就按了那个电台
and then on the other side of the radio someone said I've been carrying this prophecy for quite a few months now
然后当时电台里面有收音机里面说、我呢有过去几个月呢都有收到这样一个先知
预言 I believe today the Holy Spirit wants me to read it out because somebody is listening and this prophecy is for you
然后他说我相信今天圣灵要我把这个预言讲出来我相信我在正在听的一个人你需要听到这个信息
Remember, I pressed one and that's what this guy was saying
就这么巧我按打开那个收音机然后这个人在那边说话了
So I started listening
然后就很仔细听
And the guy read the prophecy Son, are you angry with me?
然后那个、电台里面那个说儿子你是不是对我很生气呢
I said yes
然后我就回答说
Is it because
是的
Because I didn't answer your prayer that you wanted
然后
Yes
然后电台里面那个人继续说是不是因为我没有回应你的祷告呢
I didn't deal with your enemy like the way you want me to deal with Yes Lord
你是不是因为生气我没有按照你所期待的方式去、处理你的仇敌呢
And then the prophecy went on to say how God will do things his way etc That's how I learned
然后那个人继续说他说神会按照他的方法做他的事情
Now isn't it amazing when I pressed the guy saidI got a prophecy that I received long time ago that I'm going to read out now, and it's for me.
是不是很神奇？那当我一按开那个电台，那个人就说：“我已经过去几个月收到这个先知。”
Because God
就在那个时候读出来。
Does not want me to open the door and allow the enemy to destroy me and my family.
因为神不想让我在怒气当中为仇敌打开圣上门，以致来伤害我和我的家人。
And there I repented.
从那之后我就在神面前悔改
And for the first time in 3 months in my prayer
那么是这三个月以来的第一次在我的祷告当中
Because I never uttered one single time that I'll forgive the guy
因为在我过去三个月的祷告当中没有一次我提到我要去原谅
这个人 So the first time I pray Lord I forgive him
那么这么第一次我跟神祷告说主啊我原谅
这个人 I have decided I forgive him
然后就是好像很难讲这话逼着自己说出我原谅这个人
And I just prayed I made the decision
我说我祷告我做这个决定我要原谅这个人
you know, That's all it was
从那以后事情就
A few months later
在那之后的几个月
Out of the blue
很突然之间
He got fired
然后之前很讨厌我的那个人就被炒鱿鱼了
So my problems were resolved
然后我的问题就从此就得到解决了
You see If I forgave him 3 months earlier
其实没想到如果在三个月之前我就原谅这个人的话
He would have got fired quicker
可能他更早之前就被解雇了
Amen By taking revenge You are actually giving the devil legitimate authority To keep your problem permanent
所以如果我们选择靠自己去报仇我们是给这个仇敌有合法的一个权利让我们继续留在我们的困境当中
That's why sometimes our problem reoccur and never goes away
这是为什么我们生命中的问题一次又一次不断重复的出现
Because each time you've rearmed the enemy
因为每一次我们的作为其实是在鼓励仇敌的作为
But when you forgive
但是当我们决定去饶恕的时候
You turn the other cheek
当我们把另外一边脸转过来的时候
whether it's your wife or husband whether it's someone that you're working with anybody another human being if you do so and let God take the action you will see results
所以不管是那个伤害你的不管是你的丈夫妻子或者你的同事或者你的身边的人只要是一个人你只要把向神所说的转脸给他打
And so Jesus is giving different scenarios
所以耶稣在告诉我们不同的一种情况
Eye for an eye, tooth for tooth Turn the other cheek
以眼还眼以牙还牙或者把脸转过去
In verse 40 If anyone would sue you take your tunic let himhave your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. If, and then verse 26, if you, if ever you take your neighbor's clothes, verse 40, that's it.
好，然后这四十节就是说，有人想要告你，要拿你的礼衣，连外衣也由他拿去。有人强迫你走一里路，你就跟他走二里。
Have you ever lent someone a book and they never return it to you?
有没有试过你借给人一本书，他再也不会还你呢
？I've lost so many books that way.
我自己呢也是，很多书不见掉，就是因为这个原因。
To me, that is called theft.
对我来说，就好像是占便宜。
Have you ever lent someone money and they never returned it to you?
有没有试过有人借你钱，他们从来没有还你
？I have.
我遇到过。
To me, that is called theft.
所以就是对我来说是占便宜。
So Paul, Jesus is saying that if you lent someone money, right? If you let someone borrow something and they don't return it, he said, give him more money, lending even more things.
所以主耶稣
crazy
是很疯狂的一个想法，不是？他说，如果人借你钱，不仅不还，然后你还借多点，他借你的东西，他不仅不还，还要借多点东西给他。
So what Jesus is basically saying, let go of your vengeance.
所以主在告诉我们，放手，不要去报复。
He's not saying lend more. He's just basically saying let go.
他并不说要把更多东西给他，而是我们的心态是要去放手。
He didn't say he does. He's not saying give more money. He just say let go.
他并不说给他多点钱，而是自己放手。
When he say turn the other cheek, he's just basically saying let go.
换脸，刚刚讲的说把右脸转过去给人打，也是说
when he says,
放手，不要去。
Eye for an eye, tooth for tooth. He means let go.
以眼还眼，以牙还牙的意思也是说，让我们放手。
Can you do that?
你做得到吗
？I can try to do that. You can try to do that. Let go.
我们可以尝试这样做，去放手，不要去再追求这
个事情。So what does he mean? Is in the old days when you lend somebody something, normally people give you a guarantee, a deposit, right? Okay, I'm going to borrow this from you, and but I'm going to leave something precious as a guarantee that I will come back.And pay, repay you.
那么在古时呢，如果有人跟你借东西换，你在借东西的同时呢，你会放下一个很珍贵的一个东西作为担保。那么就是担保我会偿还我跟你借的东西。
The most expensive thing that most poor people have is their outer coat.
所以对那些很贫穷的人说，对他们说很珍贵的东西呢，就是他们的外衣。
Amen. And the outer coat is not just for wearing in cold temperature; it's for sleeping at night.
所以他们的外衣呢，不光是在寒冷的天气让他们保暖，同时在晚上睡觉的时候，他们也可以当被子用。
And so in the Old Testament, if I came to borrow something from you, like, and I would leave my coat or leave my inner jacket called the tunic. Most people wear a jacket and a coat. Inside is called the tunic. Outside is called the coat.
所以呢，很多人他们古时他们会穿两件衣服，一个里衣，一个外衣。所以他来跟你借东西的时候呢，可能把他很珍贵的外衣留在你这边做担保。
The coat is more expensive.
因为那个外衣呢更珍贵。
So you would leave your coat and then say, "Okay, I'll come and get it back once I pay you back."
所以这个人如果给你借东西，他说我会把我这个珍贵的外衣放在你这边，那么当我来还东西的时候，我再赎回。
Jesus is quoting the Old Testament.
所以他是用旧约当中的一个说法来解释。
Let's look at what the Old Testament says.
让我们来看看旧约到底怎么说的呢。
In Exodus chapter 22, verse 26, he says, "If ever you take your neighbor's cloak to in pledge, you shall return it to him before sun goes down."
出埃及记的二十二章二十六节说，你果真拿了那邻舍的外衣做抵押，也要在日落前还给他。
You see, because somebody, when they borrow money off you, but they may not be able to pay you back.
因为当有人跟你借钱的时候，他可能没有能力偿还你。
But they don't have the coat anymore.
那从因为他们没有钱还，他们也拿不回他们的外衣。
So therefore, when they go to sleep that night,
所以在他们晚上睡觉的时候呢，
they're going to be cold.
他们因为没有外衣就会很冷。
So Moses sets a law.
所以摩西这个律法是告诉人
，Somebody poor borrow from you and you then they can't pay you back, give their coats back to them before night time.
所以摩西的律法是告诉人，如果有人他们跟你借钱，把他的外衣做抵押，你确保在日落之前，就是天亮之前，把这个外衣还给他。
Verse 27 says, "For that is only covering, and it is his cloak, for his body. In what else shall he sleep? And he cries to me, I will hear, and I am compassionate.
二十七节他说，因为他只有这一件衣用来做被子，是他遮体的衣服，他还可以拿什么睡觉呢？当他哀求我，我就应允，因为我是有恩惠的。
see, the God of justice want you to be like him.
所以公义的神想让我们也效仿我们的神。
He says in Moses, if you lend money to the poor, and the poor can't pay you back, Sona, give the coat back.
所以就是他说，如果穷人跟你 借钱，然后把他的外衣做抵押，如果他没有能力偿还，
Amen.
那你就算了吧，不要去计较，把他的外衣也还给他。
In the old days, they would take the daughter, take the house, take the coat, take everything.
所以在旧约，就是如果他们没有办法偿还，他会把他的所有的家当、他的女儿、他的家属都一并的连走、带走。
But God is saying to Moses, "But you are a holy people. Don't behave like them. Behave like my people." Where the poor can't pay you back, be generous.
所以主说，你们的行为不要效仿那些外邦人。你们是属我的子民，要大方得己。说如果他们不能偿还，就给他们免了他们的债。
Give his coat back so he can sleep that night.
把他作为抵押的那个外衣也还给他，以致可以用做被子来遮起。
Amen. So that he can pay you back whenever.
就是他有能力偿还的时候，在那还吧。
That is how Jesus wants us to be.
这是主想让我们有的这种心态。
And so, let's go back to Matthew chapter 5 verse 40. Read that again. Jesus has that in mind. Go back to Matthew verse 40. And if anyone sues you or take your tunic, means take it for a deposit or a guarantee, let him have your cloak as well. In other words, give him the most expensive bit. And if one forces you to go 1 mile,Go with him 2 miles. In other words, if you lend, the person doesn't give back, don't say, I'm going to take revenge.
所以这里神说，主耶稣说，如果他告你拿你的礼衣，然后连外衣有他拿去，就是把他，如果不能偿还你的钱债务的话，把他作为抵押的外衣也还给他。
Amen. Don't go, right, I'm going to get my brothers to now go over to his house, I'm going to take his car.
不要说我，如果他不能偿还我，那么我就用我的方法来夺回，来抢夺他。
Do you see? That is being merciless.
如果这样做的话，就是真的一点怜悯都没
有。What God is trying to teach His people is, I am merciful, so therefore you should be merciful.
神在教导我们，因为他是怜悯的神，所以我们也要效仿主怜悯。
But whatever you do, don't react with revenge.
不管我们做什么，对方对我们做什么，我们都不要以报复来行动。
And then in Matthew chapter 5 verse 43, he goes on. You have heard that it is said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
43节，你们听过有话说，要爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。但是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
The worst thing you can do for your enemy is to forgive them and pray for them.
你能为你的仇敌能做的最糟的就是对他们损害最大的一件事情就是你爱他并且还为他祷告。
I learned that as a Christian. I now always, every time when I feel unjust, I show mercy.
所以这是我作为基督徒学到一个功课每次我觉得好像不公平不公义的时候啊，我就效仿主，要施怜悯。
The worst thing you can do is to pray for your enemy.
那么更厉害的，为他们智商更大的，反而是为他们祷告。
And love them.
并且爱他们。
Because God takes action after that.
因为在你这样做这个决定之后，神会有他的作为。
The worst thing you can do is to take hold of the situation, take revenge. That's the worst thing you could do.
但是你能做的最 糟的一个情况就是靠自己的力量去报复你的仇敌。
Because the enemy would have got you. You would have walked into his trap.
因为如果你这样做的话仇敌就会抓住你会陷入仇敌的网络。
That's why most of our problem never gets resolved.
这就是很多时候我们的问题经常得不到解决。
And it gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse.
而且那个结果变得越来越糟糕。
But use the weapon of warfare.
但是要用神所赐给我们的征战的武器
by showing mercy
来借的施怜悯
Amen by not retaliating Not taking revenge.
不要用报复的手段去针对你的仇敌。
And verse 45 then said, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he makes the sun rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the just and on the unjust.
45节说，这样你们就可以做天父的儿女了，因为他叫太阳照好人也照坏人，降雨给义人也给不义的人。
You see, God says he on the earth, human beings will be blessed, whether they believe him or don't believe him, they will both receive blessings and also hardship.
所以神在说，在这个世上活的人，世人不管是好人还是歹人，他们都同等的会接受祝福和苦难。
And for Christians, it's the same.
所以对我们基督徒是一样的道理。
The sun shines on us, the rain comes down.
太阳会照在我们身上，雨也会降在我们身上。
We will have good times and bad times.
我们会有得时，也有不得时。
Amen. The difference is we are sons of heaven.
但是最重要的是，我们是天父的儿女。
Let him, let God do.
但是让我们把主权交在神的手中。
Let God take the revenge for you.
让我们知道深渊在于神。
By doing so, you have taken the weapon that God has given you.
如果我们这样做的话，我们就是拿起了神所赐给我们的武器。
The devil wants to destroy your marriage.
仇敌想要来摧毁我们的婚姻。
Wants to destroy your children.
他想来摧毁你的孩子。
All he's going to do is stir up anger, stir up strife, so that you want to take revenge.
他所做的就是各样的光景来兴起你们的怒气和征战，让你想要有报复的想法。
So Romans chapter 12 summarizes this. Paul summarizes what Christ says.
在罗马书十二章，保罗这里总结说。
He says, "Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all, if possible."And as far as it depends on you, live peacefully with all.
罗马书十二章十七到十八节说：“不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做，若是可行，总要尽力与众人和睦。”
Verse 19, beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. You see, Paul is saying that, not me.
这里是保罗在说，不是我说的。
交托给神。
让我们 commit in God's
hand. But then he adds something really fearful, wrath of God.
他说神的怒气。
Didn't say just hand it to God. Hand it to the wrath of God.
他说并没有只是交给神就算了，他说神的怒气当中他会做事。
For it is written,Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.
他说，各位亲爱的，不要自己伸冤，宁可给主的愤怒留地步，因为经上记着说，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
I encourage you to memorize this verse.
我鼓励大家要记下这段经文。
Amen? Every time when you pull out your sword and you want to kill, hopefully the word said, beloved, never avenge yourself.But leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine."
所以每次我们要拿出我们的利剑想要去刺杀的时候，让我们会听到神说的这位神说的话，亲爱的，不要自己伸冤，宁可为主的愤怒留地步。
You see, what I'm saying is, if you, your husband or your wife, really have hurt you, you leave it to God.
所以就是如果我们的配偶真的在某些方面伤害到我们，我们要完全交托在神的手中。
God's not going to destroy that person.
神不会说去摧毁这个人。
God will let your husband and your wife know this is not good.
但是神会用他的方式让对方知道他们所做的事情是不对
的。 Instead of destroying them, he will restore them.
神与其去破坏他们，他会重新建造他们。
Amen. Sometimes God's vengeanceis to restore.
很多时候神报应的手段是重新的去塑造这个人。
Like my enemies became my friends.
就好像我曾经的仇敌变成我最亲密的朋友。
Sometimes when God takes vengeance, he removes that person.
很多时候神会把可能解决的方法就是把那个人拿走。
Sometimes he actually gets rid of them altogether.
有的时候神真的是会一次性把他们全部离开、
Amen?
解决掉。
You'll be amazed when you forgive, when you pray for your husband, your wife, how God restores that person.
所以会很奇妙，神是如何用他奇妙的手段让对方重新得重生、
Amen?
被重建。
At the beginning, you want each other to die.
可能在当初你们很憎恨对方的时候，你彼此相杀的时候。
But after you hand it over to God, suddenly said, "Wow, I never knew he is so loving and she is so good."
所以可能当我们把这个事情交在神手中，神介入的时候，可能有一天会突然觉得对方是如此的美好。
Amen. That's why, brothers and sisters, listen to the words of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的要留心听神的话语。
When we don't take vengeance, but instead when we hand it over to God, God may restore, He may get rid of the enemy, let Him choose.
所以当神说，如果叫我们不要自己去伸冤，交托给他，让他来做的时候，他会用他的方法来解决。
Amen. Most of the time, our enemies are at home or at work.
其实很多时候，我们真正的仇敌是在家中或者在我们的工作上。
So do it.With the weapons of warfare.
所以按照神所教导我们的这个征战的武器来操练。
Forgiveness is a weapon of warfare.
这个饶恕也是我们征战的武器。
Because the person that you're fighting is not the human being, it is the devil behind it all.
因为我们所征战的对象并不是我们面前有血有肉的人，而是那背后的邪灵、恶魔。
Amen. Nobody gets married in order to become enemies.
没有一个人他们结婚是忘了彼此成为仇敌的。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, it is the enemy stirring it up.
其实是仇敌在当中捣乱。
But you all, you and I also, when we go to work, don't bring the devil back home.
所以当我们去公司上班的时候，也不要把仇敌东西带回家。
That's why you got to forgive at work.
所以我们要快快的去饶恕，去解决
那问题。And it is so difficult to do it.
可能刚开始是很困难去做。
But all you need to do is decide, make a decision. I'm going to forgive.
但是你所需要做的就是做一个决定，说我决定来原谅、饶恕，
hand it over to God,
然后交在神手中。
So that you leave the devil outside your house.
所以你把仇敌挡在门外。
Inside the house, forgive.
那么在家中遇到的情况也去原
谅。So that you allow God to restore.
所以你给神有留步，让他来重新的重建你们。
Because the enemy wants to destroy.
因为仇敌的目的是要来摧毁你们的
婚姻。God wants to restore.
但神的心意是要来重新建造我们。
Let God decide.
让神做决定。
Whether something is beyond restoration.
有些事情可能是在修复之外做不成的。
Let God decide how long a person should live.
让神来决定这个人的寿命有多长。
It's none of us our business.
并不是我们所能决定的。
Our job is to turn the other cheek.
我们所做的就是饶恕，把脸转
向敌人。Our job is to go the extra mile.
我们所做的就是走那更多的一里路。
So rather than look at it as actually weakness,
与其说这是好像我们把自己示弱的一种表现，
it is actually God's wisdom.
但反而是神的大智慧。
In resolving issues,
来解决我们生命中很多的问题。
It is also God's wisdom.
也是神给我们的智慧。
In slapping the enemy back,
让我们给仇敌狠狠地打一耳光。
Amen.In fighting the enemy back.
用神的方法来抵挡我们的仇敌。
And lastly in verse 20 says in Romans, To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will help, what are you doing? Help to heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
罗马书十二章二十到二十一节说，不但如此，你的仇敌若饿了就给他吃，若渴了就给他喝，因为你这样做就是把炭火堆在他的头上。不要被恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
So get back, go back to the example of now I started to pray for this enemy of mine at work. Lord, I forgive him.
所以回到刚才我讲的在职场上的例子，我开始为我的仇敌祷告，说我要原谅我的仇敌。
I even made him a coffee.
我甚至跟他冲一杯咖啡。
More than one.
不止一杯哦。
What am I doing?
我在做什么呢？
I'm putting more coal on his head.
我把这更多的炭火堆在他的头上。
Amen. Hallelujah. Every time when I'm good to him, more coal.
每次我对他好的时候，以善胜恶的时候，我就把那个炭火堆在他头上。
You understand, brothers and sisters?
大家明白吗?
It's not my teaching. Paul is saying this.
这不是我所说的，这是保罗教导我们。
Read it, memorize some of the verses. He said, "Don't fight evil with evil, but fight evil with good. Because when you do so, your enemy is in trouble."
他说不要以恶报恶，而是要以善报恶。他说你这样做呢，你的仇敌就反而有大麻烦了。
So therefore, be careful.
所以我们要小心呢。
When someone's good to you,
当有人对你好的时候
，Are they doing this?
他是不是把炭火堆在你头上呢
？Are they really good to you?
还是他们真心实意对你好呢
？See, brothers and sisters, you see, now that you see it, you realize, whoa, just why it's so nice to me.
或者有时候别人突然之间对你特别好的时候，是他到底是怀有什么心思吗
？No, I'm just joking.
开玩笑了。
But we remember these verses.
让我们把有些经文真的记在心里。
He said, "Don't fight evil with evil."
他说不要以恶报恶。
But fight evil with good.
但是以善报恶。
Because your enemy is not your wife or your children or your people that you work with. It is the devil that's trying to trap you.
你真正的仇敌并不是你的配偶或者你的工作上的同事，但是真正的仇敌是那是想要来捆绑我们的恶魔。
I know life is complicated.
我们的生命可能看似很复杂
But God's principle always stays true.
但是神的原则永远是行得通的
And you will see each time when he stretch out his hand, see the wonderful works of his hand.
所以每次看我们神伸出他的膀臂的时候，我们会见证很多非常奇妙的作为。
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen. 我们祷告。
Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣
we surrender to you.
主，我们完全的降服于你。
We receive your word.
我们今天领受你的话语。
No matter how difficult, Lord.
不管好像多么困难去做这件事情
We will always withhold judgment.
主，我们知道我们要紧紧抓住你的公义
the desire to take revenge.
主，我们要来拦阻我们当中想要去报复的这个想法
We obey you.
我们今天顺服你的话语
And we submit to you.
我们完全的交托给你
So right now, Lord, in our lives, in our congregation,
所以今天在我们的生命当中，在我们的会众当中，
If there's any enemies that's causing bitterness in our hearts,
如果有任何人他们的作为让我们心中产生苦毒，
Lord, we choose to forgive.
主，我们今天要做这个决定来选择原谅。
And now, right now, we hand over our enemy to you.
主，我们把我们的仇敌完全的交托在你的手中。
And we say, Lord, you take over.
我说，主，你完全的掌管这一切。
You bring justice.
主，你按照你的方法来带来公义。
Because you are the merciful one.
因为你是怜悯的神。
You are the righteous God.
你是公义的神。
The just God.
你是公义的神。
So right now, Lord, I trust you.
所以主，我们完全的信靠你。
To resolve my situation.
我们信靠你有能力来解决我的问题。
And let this week, Lord, be a miracle.
主要让这个星期成为一种奇迹。
Where one way or the other, we see problems getting resolved.
不管是怎样的方式，我们要看到我们的问题得到解决。
Where we see our enemies become our friends.
或者我们看到我们的仇敌变为曾经的仇敌变为。
Where we see our enemies being removed.
或者看到我们的仇敌被挪去的时候。
Whatever happens, Lord.
不管发生怎样的结果。
It is your decision.
都是你的主权，你的决定。
My decision is to trust you.
我的决定就是今天我要来相信你。
And to forgive.
我要顺服你的旨意来原谅。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Father, I just pray that the weapons of warfare is practiced by this church.
主，我们祷告我们属灵征战的武器来我们在我们教会当中操练。
That we fight the good fight.
我们要打一个好的仗。
With the compassion of God.
我们带着神所赐给我们的热忱。
With the mercy of God.
带着神从神而来的怜悯。
And let us not be hypocrites.
让我们不要成为那假冒伪善的人。
Let us truly experience.The compassion of God, the mercy of God, the justice of God.
让我们真正的经历从神而来的怜悯、热情和他的公义。
And so I pray, Lord, for this country and for this world.
主，我们为这个国家、为这个世界祷告。
The Lord, we see so many injustice.
我们看到世界当中很多不公义的事情发生。
But we know, O God, you are there.
主，我们相信你在这一切掌权之中。
So many people are dying.
很多人他们在
And so many evil people are seen to be laughing and becoming more stronger.
很多恶人居然他们的势力居然得逞，更加跋扈嚣张。
But our eyes look towards King Jesus.
今天我们要转向你，我们定睛在耶稣你的身上。
Who is just?
你是那公义的王。
For you, O God, will come.
主啊，你会再来。
And bring justice, O God, and bring mercy, O God, to the people on earth.
主啊，你会带你的公义和怜悯来赐福于人。
Right now, Lord.
主啊，求你此时此刻。
We ask your presence of the Holy Spirit to come.
我们祷告圣灵你的同在临到我们当中。
And bring comfort to people all over the world.
让你把你的安慰临到这世界上很多正在受苦当
中的人。Who need to see your hand at work.
他们很迫切地需要看到你那有作为的双手的人。
And right in our workplace, Lord.
主啊，也在我们的职场上。
And in our homes.
在我们的家中。
We also want to see your mercy.
我们也想要见证主你的恩、你的怜悯。
Your solutions.
你的解决的方法。
To resolve all of our difficulties.
来帮助我们解决我们生命中很多的困难。
But we choose to forgive.
主，我们今天我们知道要选择来原
谅。Choose to turn the other cheek.
我们选择把我们的另外一边的脸转过去。
And go the extra mile.
并且我们走更多的一里路。
So that our husband, our wives can be saved.
所以我们的丈夫、我们的妻子也能得救。
So that our children can be brought back.
让我们的孩子也会再一次的回到我们当中。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢主。
In Jesus' name, let's stand.
奉耶稣名祷告， Amen.
Hallelujah.
Shall take the highest honor. Jesus shall take the highest praise. Let all earth join heaven in exalting. The name which is above all other names. Let's bow the knee in humble.Adoration, for at His name every knee must bow. Let every tongue confess He is Christ, God's only Son. Sovereign Lord, we give You glory now for honor and blessing.Belongs to you, belongs to you, honor and blessing and power. Belongs to you, belongs to you, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Shall take the highest praise. Let all earth join heaven in exalting. The name which is above all other names. Let's bow our knees in humble adoration. For at your name.Christ God's only Son. Sovereign Lord, we give You glory now for honor and blessing and power. Belongs to You, belongs to You, belongs.
Brothers and sisters and friends,
弟兄姊妹朋友们
none of us know how long we're going to be living.
我们真的不知道我们在世的年岁还有多久。
As long as we're alive,
只要我们今天还活着
make sure we love the people that are dear to us.
让我们确保我们真的去爱我们身边的人。
Right now, at the moment, they are enemies to you.
可能现在他们如你就好像你的仇敌一样。
But you love them.
但是你要学会去爱他们。
Let Jesus restore that for you.
让耶稣来修复你对他们的爱。
Let Jesus restore the people that you truly love.
让神来重新的修复你真正所爱的人。
There's nothing more precious than your own wife, your husband, your children.
没有什么比你自己的家人、你的丈夫、你妻子或你的孩子还更宝贝。
Your mom, your dad, your brothers and your sisters.
你的兄弟姊妹、你的父母。
What can be more precious than them?
没有其他人比他们更宝贵。
Somehow over the years and time, the enemy has managed to get in.
可能在过去的年岁当中，仇敌尝试进入到我们的生命当中。
Managed to turn the one that you love into your enemy.
可能仇敌把那些我们曾经我们所爱的人变为我们的仇敌。
Jesus says to you,
今天主在对你说
，Today,
今天
，Love your enemy.
你要去爱你的仇敌。
Love your enemy.
爱你的仇敌。
Turn the other cheek.
把你的脸转向给他们。
Because God wants to restore your marriage.
因为神想要重新来修复你的婚姻。
God wants to restore your children.
神要重新来修复你的孩子。
God wants to restore your relationship with your family.
神想重新恢复你与和你家人的关系。
We don't know how long we've got left.
因为我们不知道我们在世的年岁还有多久。
Let's make sure when we see Jesus.
确保当我们有一天见到主的时候。
That we have no enemies.
在我们生命当中没有任何的仇敌。
That we can truly say, I love people, Lord.
让我们在主面前可以这样夸口说，主，我真正的学会去爱人如己。
I love you, Lord Jesus.
并且我们爱你，我的主。
Thank you for making it possible.
谢谢主，你让这一切变为可能。
This hardness of heart you've melted.
你把我们曾经刚硬的心给我们溶解了。
You made the impossible possible for me.
主，你让我觉得不可能做到的事，今天我做到了。
I live my life with so much bitterness.
我过了日子当中，我带着苦毒在过活。
And yet you managed to change me.
但是主，今天你改变了我的生命。
I thank you, Jesus.
我谢谢你，我的主。
I thank you, Jesus.
我谢谢你，我的主。
I thank you, Lord.
我谢谢你，我的主。
I ask the Holy Spirit, Lord.
我们祈求圣灵。
Move on in our families.
在我们的家庭当中动工。
Everyone online.
我们在网上的弟兄姊妹们。
Give us a heart of forgiveness.
给我们一个能原谅别人的心。
A heart of mercy.
给我们有可以施怜悯的心。
And we invite you, Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们邀请你
into our lives,
进入到我们的生命当中。
Let your power manifest.
主，愿你大能的彰显在我们生命当中。谢谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，我的主。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
哈利路亚，主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
We exalt you.
我们来高举你的名，耶稣。
主啊，我的赞美你，我的多谢你。哈利路亚，冇咗你咧，我哋任何人都好难饶恕。
离开了你，我们真的不可能饶恕任何人。我们来高举你的名，耶稣。
我哋个心真系服从主你嘅说话。
让我们的心存记主你的话。
主有咗你，我系变咗第二个人。
主，因为有了你，我们的生命从此不再一样。
哈利路亚。主啊，我爱你。
主，我们爱你。
主啊，释放我。
主，你们来释放我。
释放我一家人。哈利路亚。Set me free, Lord。
真正的赐给我们
释放我主。
释放我们。释放我主。
哈利路亚。
释放我们主。
We love you, Jesus。
主，我们爱你。
We thank you, Lord。
谢谢你，我的主。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Come forward if you need prayer. Hallelujah. 需要祈祷。
如果需要祷告，大家
需要祷告出来。
神祝福大家。
欢迎你。